KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. It's a momentous conjunction of events. Jupiter Ascending, the mega-budget sci-fi extravaganza, is opening around the nation and the world on the very day that Jupiter, the mega-planet, is at its annual opposition to Earth. This took some doing on the part of the distributors. The opening was originally set for last summer, but it was pushed back more than half a year, either because the film wasn't ready to be released or because the planet wasn't yet where it belonged. Whatever the case, all the elements have come into alignment. Earth is positioned between the Sun and Jupiter, so the gaseous giant is at its closest, and in the night sky, its brightest. The movie, too, is a giant, at least as measured by terrestrial budgets, and similarly gaseous, but it's dismally, even definitively dim. Mila Kunis plays Jupiter Jones, an unhappy young woman who lives in Chicago, where she ekes out a living cleaning houses, with particular emphasis on their toilets. Channing Tatum is Kane Wise, an ex-bounty hunter, who materializes from a distant galaxy with orders to track Jupiter down, and then becomes her protector. He's part wolf, thanks to genetic engineering, though later he tells her, "I'm a splice. I have more in common with dogs than you think." To which she replies earnestly, "I love dogs." Their relationship may be genetically complex, but it's promising, and all the more so because she turns out to be a recurrence, meaning she has a set of genes that marks her for galactic greatness. In other words, toiletry is not her destiny, but romance must compete with a befuddling fragmented plot that's full of intergalactic battles, most of them accompanied by the wailing of what sounds like the Red Army Choir. Jupiter Ascending was made by the Wachowski siblings, Andy and Lana. When they were Andy and Larry, they made The Matrix, which was remarkable, and then a number of terrible movies after it. This one is bad enough to be granted landmark status. In the history of Hollywood's decline, it's a monument to the decades-long folly of depending on grandiose visual effects to carry the day in the absence of coherent storytelling and simple humanity. The effects certainly look great. Vortexes rotate spectacularly. Fireballs erupt voluptuously. Swarms of small vehicles called warhammers besiege gigantic spaceships. Vast cities in the farthest reaches of uncharted galaxies glitter and twinkle beneath the camera's all-seeing eye. Yet the whole production is a recurrence. We've seen this stuff so often that it all coalesces into digital gibberish. No wonder the kids who used to flock to the multiplexes every weekend are happily fixated by the little screens of their laptops and smartphones. Big screen attractions like Jupiter Ascending can still turn a profit in foreign markets where FX remains a second language, but they're part of an entertainment form that's descending into a vortex of its own making. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.